Gemara Masechta Bava Kamma, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Bei Aleph, teaches us. Amar Rava, Hinich like a chalas alibay. If somebody put on top of someone else a burning coal for mace, and the victim, Rachman Atzlan, passed away, Potter. He's Potter, and because the victim should have been smart enough to remove that coal from his body. However, if he put the coal al bigdoy on his clothing, v'nisraf, and the clothing gets burnt, chayif. The fact that the owner of the garment didn't say anything doesn't mean that he's exempt, because the owner of the garment says, I don't have to say anything. He'll be held responsible for burning my beged. That's why I didn't say anything. However, we can't obviously say that when we speak about his body, because of course a person doesn't want to get burnt. And this halacha, this is brought down la halacha, and Shulchan Aruch Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Tuf Yud Ches, Sif Yud Ches. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hinich L'chaver Cheres Aliboy, if somebody put a gecheles on somebody else, the nisraf, and the victim, Rechman Shlom, gets burnt, potter. Afilo Hishraba, even if he was warned not to do it, Shlai Yisav, Shlai Yisakena. He, the person who put down that coal, never had a thought that the victim won't remove it. Shein derech shiniach adam atzma lisroi kedei she'ar chaveroi. Nobody's going to allow themselves to get burnt because he wants to make the other person into a murderer. Avol eminiach gechelos al bigdoi shel chaveroi. If he put a coal on somebody else's garment, v'nisrif, and it gets burnt, chayif. The person whose garment is getting burnt isn't quick to remove it. Because he's going to have to pay him. So he says, I'm not removing it, and the perpetrator will have to pay me for my garment. Says the Sma, the Nira, the Huadin, and Reuven Omer L'Shliach She'enabai Chayuva. If Reuven tells a shliach who isn't intelligent, krab beged shimon, rip Shimon's garment, v'cheres shayt v'katan karl lefnei Shimon v'shaysik, and they do it, and Shimon is quiet, the chayv Reuven hamshlech ma'itama shlechosh Shimon shalom chespiyadai. Shimon didn't say anything because Reuven is going to be chayv. The shach quotes the Sma, and he asks a question. Dvarav Tamuim, Tatanana Shleich Sabir Biyat Cher Shait V'Katan. The Gemara teaches us in many times that if you send a fire with a Cher Shait V'Katan, you're potter. So why over here, when you ask the Cher Shait V'Katan to put a coal on someone else's beged, will you be chayiv? The Shach doesn't answer the question that he has on the Sma. This Gemara, I saw the Paiskim bring up, could be relevant to an interesting Shaila, La'aloch L'maisa. Reuven keeps his bike in the lobby of the house where they live. Shimon is Reuven's neighbor. Shimon, the bike sitting in the lobby bothers Shimon being there, and therefore Shimon took the bike and took it outside to the street. Reuven saw this happening and didn't say anything. And then the bike was stolen. Is Shimon responsible to pay Reuven for the bike? So first glance, it's our Gemara. Because our Gemara teaches us that if somebody put a burning coal on somebody else's garment and the victim says nothing, The halacha is that the perpetrator is chayif. Because, as Rashi explained, we explained the Gemara, the victim says, I'll be able to collect damages from the perpetrator. It seems the same thing over here. The fact that Shimon took Reuven's bike and put it in the street, even though Reuven didn't say anything, the halacha should be that Shimon should be chayiv. And Reuven could say, the reason I didn't say anything is because if it's going to get stolen, I knew you'll be responsible. Moreover, I saw the Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed says, here for sure we could explain Reuven's behavior, because Reuven could say, I did not want to get into an altercation. I did not want to get into dispute with my neighbor Shimon, who's obviously very upset by the fact that I keep my bike in the lobby. And therefore, when he took my bike to the outdoors, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to get into a bigger fight with him. And I knew that if something's going to happen, he'll be held responsible. But then Rav Zilberstein says that you can't necessarily compare the situation that we're discussing, this shaila that we're discussing, with our Gemara. Why? Because he says, in our Gemara, if you put a coal on someone's garment, a burning coal on someone's garment, that garment will get burnt. And if therefore we could say that the reason the victim didn't say anything is because he assumed, he's burning my baggage, I'll take him to the Dentaira. If you take the bicycle outdoors, it's not for sure going to get stolen. And therefore, the situation are not really comparable. Another reason why we could perhaps say that the Shimon in this story is not chayef is there's a Gemara that we learn Vayta in our Masechta, and the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Aleph paskens this. Hoitzitzes is, if somebody has something sticking out into someone else's chotzer, v'loy micha by bal chotzel alter, harayechzik bal aziz. If I have something of mine going into your property, and you didn't say anything, then you can't have any complaints to me. And the Sma says, Haila alta lavdafka doesn't mean immediately. El rotzloim la alta mechizbar nesko v'shosak. If you did something damaging to me, and I didn't say anything, I can't have any complaints to you. And the question that the Nesivus asks, from our Gemara, and our Gemara says that if you cause me damage, even though I didn't say anything, I didn't say anything and I'm taking you to the Torah. Here too. So the Nesivus answers, you can't compare a situation between neighbors versus if you put a burning coal on someone's baggage. When you put a burning coal on somebody's garment, it's going to get burnt. And if he didn't say anything, it's because he assumed I'll collect the money in another fashion. On the other hand, in the case where it's for sure, in the case of the Shochen, there, it's not certain that there's going to be a Nezek. And it's only a grumma that I may, if your object is going into my chatzah and I'll rub against it and it'll tear my clothing. So therefore, you can't compare the two situations. And maybe therefore here too, he says, where we can't know for sure that the bike will be stolen, the halacha is that I can't have a claim to you by putting my bike into the lobby. I saw that the Sefer Mishpatei Torah also discusses such a situation. The shaila that he discusses is somewhat different. It's the same type of shaila, but it's somewhat different. The shaila there is where I have somebody in my house, a guest, who really has overstayed his welcome. I don't want to ask him to leave. So what I saw one day is that he's trying to cook something, and the way he's cooking, certainly what he's cooking, the food will get burned, the pot will get ruined. And instead of saying something to him, I didn't say anything to him. And indeed, everything got ruined. And the halacha is that the question is, could I say to this person, you ruined my pot, you have to pay me for another pot? Subconsciously, he says, my goal is also that he'll feel uncomfortable staying now in my house and leave. Or the fact that I saw him doing this and I didn't say anything absolves him from any responsibility. So he quotes a very interesting Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Tuf Yud Ches, Chosh Mishpat, Sifkotn Lamer Hei. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Ruvain Shinir Kechel Saliba Shal Shimon, Ruvain put a coal on Shimon, for Shimon Yochel Salka Vilei Silkoi, Shimon could have removed it and he didn't, or Mace, and then he passes away, Potter Ruvain Mamisa. Ruvain is not held responsible, for Fila Hisba Be Ruvain, even if Reuven was warned not to put it on Shimon, that if you won't take it off, Shimon may die. We can't hold Reuven responsible. He had no reason to assume that Shimon won't remove it. Even if he knows that Shimon hates him and would like to see him get punished for murder, as the Pasuk says, Kinyan Thomas Nafshi in Plishtim, he's prepared to die in order that Reuven should be killed as well. Because according to his warped thinking, Reuven will be Chayiv Misa for what he's doing. Reuven is not going to be killed. If he ain't darach, the adam lasses came. People don't act this way. Lahargus atzmam, to let themselves be murdered. Kidesh yaragam lechaveroi. V'loyoy leRuven lachshazos. Reuven had no reason to assume that Shimon won't remove the coal from his body. Avel continues darach hashulchan. He niach kechelos abigdoi shulchaveroi. He put the coal on Shimon's garment. V'nisav habeged chayiv l'shalom. Shimon isn't quick to remove the coal from the suit. Even if we'll say that the person who put on the coal certainly assumed Shabal Abagid Lo Yisala Kabagid Mabagdai, he's certainly going to remove it. Vietman Menah, become Makam in the Zok of Chayiv. Shoyi Kamezid, Ubal Abagid Ain't Kamezid Mabagdai Mash Loy Natloy. You want to put a coal on my beged, then you'll be responsible. It's very much connected to the concept of Adam Mu'ud La'olam. But not Aruch HaShulchan says a very big chiddush. When does this halacha of the Gemara apply, says Aruch HaShulchan? It's not that Reuven deliberately put a fire on Shimon's beged. By accident, the fire fell there. And Shimon could have removed that fire. And Shimon didn't remove it. Pater Reuven. Af gam umhu yochel itloi. V'lami yesh loy lochish. Yosem bel beged. Why should Reuven be absolved? Says the Gemara. Kivin shibishogig oge osa. This happened bishogig. V'en echayiv amken loyoy bel beged bekan. If he wasn't here, v'afil ay b'kan ishto ibonav shabal beged v'lo silkoi mikamakim ein yochel Reuven liftas atzmo b'zeh. So the Aruch HaShulchan is saying a gevaldige chiddush in our Gemara. He's saying that when is the halacha that if Reuven put on Shimon's beged a fire, Reuven will be held responsible. That's only if Reuven did it deliberately. And there Shimon can be held responsible. Then Shimon could say, I knew, I'll take you to the Taira, and you'll have to pay for my garment. But if it happened b'shogig, and Shimon is there, and Shimon knew that Reuven didn't do it deliberately, then Shimon should have removed it. And if he didn't remove it, Reuven will not be held responsible. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, does conclude that only if Shimon was there and saw what's happening. If he wasn't there, then we can't have a complaint. Shimon can say, I didn't know what was happening, and all the mood loyal, and therefore Reuven is responsible. Or, says the Shulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan takes it a step further, one is not responsible for his wife. One's wife and children aren't responsible. It's only he himself. And the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah explains the why is there distinction. What pshat in this distinction that the Aruch HaShulchan makes? So he says that why am I responsible if I did it deliberately? Because I have an obligation not to destroy somebody else's property. If I destroy somebody else's property, I become a mazik. But when am I a mazik? If I did it deliberately. But if I didn't do it deliberately, you can't call me a mazik. You, who know what's happening if it happened b'shogig, and didn't do anything, then you're also participating in this act of hezek. And therefore, when is it considered a situation of mazik? It's only considered a situation of mazik when I did it deliberately. So therefore, even though you knew what's going on, still, I, by doing it deliberately, I'm considered a mazik and I'm responsible. But if I didn't do it deliberately, and as we said a moment ago, and you know what's happening, then I cannot be considered in such a situation the sole mazik. You certainly, you the victim, are also party to what happened here. And since you are party to what happened here, therefore I will not be chayef. I think, so now going back to the question the Mishpatei Torah discuss. The Mishpatei Torah discusses a situation where I saw you burning my pot. And you weren't causing my pot deliberately. And you weren't causing my pot to be burnt deliberately. Therefore, if I saw and didn't say anything, I cannot have any claim to you. Now maybe we could understand the Sma that we began at the beginning of this year. The Sma says that if somebody sent a fire with a cheresh shoyt of a cotton to burn somebody else's beged, said the Sma that the person who sent will be chayiv. And the Shach immediately asked that the Gemara says, Hashelech esaber biyat cheresh shoyt of a cotton is potter, so why over here is the person that sent it chayiv? But if we understand what the Aruch HaShulchan taught us, that the Aruch HaShulchan taught us that what's critical to examine in this case of our Gemara, is it a shayig or a mazid? And if the person did it, the mazid, he's considered a mazik. So if he sent it with a cheresh shayit of a cotton, he's showing that he's a mazik. And this is not your regular case of mazik, because we could always make the claim that the victim should have done something. So even if I didn't send a cheresh shayit of a cotton, why does the Gemara say that the mazik is chayiv? Because by doing such an act deliberately, Chazal call you a mazik. And therefore, even if you did it by sending it with a cheresh shayit of a cotton, says the Sma, you will be chayiv.